1-855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. And enjoy the various features you'll find on the site completely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites, we do it on the house. Go enjoy at freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content as well, should you like. You find something online that you think's interesting, then you'll be able to submit it to our website with the submit show prep option. It'll then pop up on the site, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you submitted. So the most liked will make it up to the front page in the top of the website at freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight in the studio, it is Ian.
And JJ.
All right, so we're going to start out the night here with a pretty disturbing story that should give some people some pause to question this thing you call the justice system. U.S. Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Frank Wuttrich has been sentenced to pretty much nothing for slaughtering civilians during a 2005 massacre in Iraq. According to RT.com, after agreeing to a plea bargain on Monday, Staff Sergeant Frank Wuttrich expected a sentence of 90 days in jail for slaughtering civilians during a 2005 massacre in Iraq. On Tuesday, that term was nixed, and now the confessed killer,
right,
will only be demoted.
Well, that makes sense. You know, I mean, he's... Badges grant extra rights, Ian, don't you know that? And he's got the greatest badge of all called military service. And anything he does overseas, well, it doesn't really matter around here. Yeah. It's not like it's in our own backyard. I mean, why should we punish him for that? We were sent there to kill people anyway.
It's not like he's killing human beings. Oh, wait, yes. He did take the lives of innocent human beings and confessed to it. And Jason Talley from Talley.tv pointed out last night that he's facing several months in jail for bringing a video camera in a public courthouse.
Yeah, I think nowadays murder is not handled in the same way as other crimes for some reason. You can get, years in jail for wiretapping.
Mm-hmm.
You can get years in jail that's automatic for possession of any sort of plant matter or controlled substance, quote unquote.
That's right.
But when it comes to murdering people, for some reason the justice system kind of gives you a free pass.
Apparently a spokesman for the U.S. Marine Corps base near San Diego, California, told the media on Monday that by pleading guilty to the charge, Sergeant Wuttrich has accepted responsibility for his actions.
Really, has he? Has he made whole the families
some, yeah.
and the people who love those individuals he slaughtered?
No.
Well, then I don't think he's taking responsibility for his actions.
This is true. He hasn't actually done anything besides admitted that he did it. Those actions... Can you imagine being this spokesperson? I mean, and how you could possibly even come to this man's defense?
You have to be pretty callous to... Not even beyond callous. You have to be a heartless, soulless... just husk of a human being in order to talk about the slaughtering of innocent people in such a manner and to be behind this individual who made these actions. And it's just ridiculous, of course.
More here from the story. He, by the way, the actions that are in question here included a starring role in a brutal massacre that left 24 people dead in Haditha, Iraq, back in 2005, led to 8 Marines being faced with a multitude of charges over the last 6-plus years. Wuttrich was the last of the 8 men to be brought to trial, but on Monday he accepted a plea bargain in lieu of continuing with his trial that involved, among other charges, 9 counts of manslaughter against him. The terms of the plea bargain, as reported Monday, were believed to include 3 whole months of containment in a military prison, the forfeiture of 2/3 of his pay, and a rank demotion. On Tuesday, however, the harshest penalty for the staff sergeant was revoked, and now Wuttrich will see no jail time for his role in the murders. On November 19, 2005, Wuttrich led a squad of U.S. Marines into 2 separate homes in Haditha outside of Baghdad. The men opened fire on civilians, killing 24 men, women, and children, including an elderly man confined to a wheelchair. You got to watch out for those.
Those are some brave soldiers. It's the whole support the troops thing. You know, when people say support the troops... Are you, okay, individuals out there who say this phrase, are you actually trying to say that we should support troops like this, too? I mean, are you trying to delineate between the troops who are perhaps doing their jobs, albeit their jobs are immoral in many cases, but they're doing it in more ethical ways? Or do you just mean support all the troops? Do you really support the murder and the savagery that's going on in the name of the United States flag?
Support them, right or wrong.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, there's nothing that makes sense about any of this. It's just horrifying what is going on here. So, again, taking out two dozen men, women, and children, including an elderly man confined in a wheelchair, he would later admit to instructing his peers to shoot first and ask questions later, and insisted that despite no weapons ever being recovered from the Iraqi homes, that the American fighters were under assault.
Yeah, right. They're not under assault. Americans go overseas. They are the assaulting party. They are the invaders. They are the right. ones who are conducting the aggression and initiating the force.
You invaded their home, buddies.
Yes. You kicked in their door, and this dude in a wheelchair, I guess, shooting him up was just part of the game. You're scoring high points there, you know.
Get a bonus for shooting a man
exactly,
in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And the children, too. They're worth double.
Yeah, double points for kids.
On Tuesday, Woodrich admitted that his name will always be associated with that of a cold-blooded baby killer and an out-of-control monster, but appeared emotionless when his scanty sentence was finally handed down, according to Reuters. He accepted guilt for leading the fighters through the massacre, but said that, quote, "The intent wasn't that they would shoot civilians. It was that they would not hesitate in the face of the enemy. The truth is, I don't believe anyone in my squad behaved in any way that was dishonorable or contrary to the highest ideals that we all live by as Marines."
And that statement there proves just how delusional and how far off base this individual really is. Because if he thinks that that's how you honorably conduct yourself by shooting people in wheelchair and shooting children, then this sort of... It speaks loud about the entire Marines. It's not just this individual. Mm. How many cases of this have happened
that we don't know about?
Exactly. And how many innocents have been slaughtered by the Marines and then covered up? Or that's why we keep an AK-47 in the car, so we can toss it on the body of this person we just slaughtered.
They do that stuff.
Yeah.
Those things have been admitted in the past. And we've also seen story after story of the horrors out of Iraq and Afghanistan where... The occasional one that actually does make it out to the public, you end up finding out that a lot of times these things go all the way to the top, and they're covered up as far up to the top as they possibly can go. And usually it's just something that, somehow somebody got the word out that manages to break all the silence and then ends up, resulting in some sort of level of public discourse on it. And unfortunately, that's all we end up getting is public discourse, because apparently the courts aren't interested in handing out any kind of punishments for murder,
yeah.
The murder of two dozen human beings.
Yeah, I was when I was in the military back some years ago, the unit that I was in, it was full of what I would call professional individuals. These people, it was the National Guard. And sure, you can say what you will about active duty versus National Guard, but I'll tell you what, the people that I served with were human beings.
Hmm.
And they wouldn't even joke about this sort of stuff. We wouldn't even joke about
having... Do you feel like that's because they were only part-timers, that they weren't like fully inculcated into
exactly.
this do-as-we-say mentality?
Yes, I think once you're active duty, and more so once you're sent overseas, you are literally... just indoctrinated from the point you are in a military base until you leave that whatever you do as a soldier is fine. Mm. You know what?
It's the enemy out there.
That's right. It's the enemy. And you kill them, you show them no mercy. And it's just like, well...
They're not human beings with families and feelings and emotion.
Right.
And, workplaces and lives and people that count on them. No, they're not any of those things.
Well, this is blowback for an illegal and unjust war, is what it is. Is when you send people to do unjust duties in illegal circumstances, you get manslaughter, you get... civilian deaths, you get children killed, you get people in wheelchair killed, because that's how people act when they're doing something that is already wrong.
And especially if they know that there are no consequences, and many people who might be of the more sadistically minded, people who enjoy inflicting pain on others, they know that they can get away with murder, because, they've heard.
Yeah.
There's a guy that helped kill 24 people who walked away with a demotion.
Right. Ridiculous.
1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. By the way, there were, again, seven other men involved in this. All of them were acquitted, and one had his charges dismissed because they took plea bargains that were supposed to indicate that this guy, they were basically talking out against this guy.
Right.
And then they let this guy off, too. So there's no justice here. Free Talk Live.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free number for you, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you've got a mobile phone, a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com, m.freetalklive.com. And that will allow you quick access to our live streams and the podcast, m.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. So we continue here, Ian, with you this evening.
And JJ.
Also, JJ is involved heavily in the production, the main man behind Freekeen TV. If you've ever been to Freekeen.com and seen Freekeen TV, then you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you should, because it's a great program that really kind of takes a weekly look at some of the activism news and other news going on in this particular area, the area from which we do this program, where many liberty-minded people are focusing their efforts. People, as you know, if you've listened to Free Talk Live before, are moving to New Hampshire because of the Free State Project, and they're getting active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And Keene is one of the hot spots. There are some other hot spots as well, but there's a whole lot of media going on here in Keene, and putting a television show together is no easy task. Even on a weekly basis, it's a lot of work, and I know that you're looking to expand the Free Keene TV team.
That's right,
JJ.
Yeah, I'm looking for more people who want to be interested in helping out. You don't even need to be in the area in some cases.
Oh, really?
There are some things you can help out with, such as graphics and just video overall. Certain aspects of video can be done elsewhere. Naturally, a lot of the stuff that's captured here is going to be broadcast here, so a lot of the activist videos get to be put up on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I'm also looking for people that want to help write and create the show and take some of the load off my shoulders, basically.
Because if something happens to you, then you want the show to continue, right?
Yeah, basically, I think if something happened to me, I don't know that the show would probably continue much more than maybe 1 week.
Right.
Who knows?
So having people who can handle multiple roles is obviously a valuable thing. And there's a fairly good crew that you've already got working with you.
But that's
the show,
right.
The show's taken a turn for, toward more, it's a little more professional now than it's been. It looks, the graphics have improved. There's been some changes in the format. And, you've been tweaking things. It's been going on a half a year now, which I think on its own is a real success story.
Yep.
And so you're looking to move it up, take it on to the next level. How could people get in touch? Maybe email you at tv@freekeen.com?
That's probably the best way to get in touch, tv@freekeen.com. I'm also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the web-only edition and sponsors for the live edition as well. So need to get some money flowing so that we can do more expansion and just make it a better situation overall.
It sounds like a great way for people who are on the outside who maybe, wish they could move to New Hampshire sooner rather than later, but for whatever reason feel like they're stuck where they are, to be able to help out. Sometimes people say, well, what can I do to help besides give money to an organization? And obviously money doesn't hurt. But maybe somebody who can do some writing, that would be a good thing.
Yep.
And like you said, graphics, etc. Email JJ over at tv@freekeen.com if you're willing to help. Also, you can meet JJ and other great liberty activists at the upcoming Free State Project Liberty Forum coming up in about a month's time, actually. February 23rd through the 26th, it's going to be happening in the same place it always does, the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel, and you'll be able to meet lots of interesting folks. Hundreds of liberty-minded people will be in attendance, and it'll be your opportunity to network with all of them, because it's a blast to be at the Liberty Forum. Not only will you be maybe learning a thing or two from some of the great speakers they have, like Carlos Miller from Photography is Not a Crime, Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture Magazine, Peter Schiff, the investment advisor, and many more. But you also get to see panel discussions like the We Made the Move panel, where people talk about their experience moving to New Hampshire, their experience living in New Hampshire. Also, I believe there's going to be a civil disobedience panel, which is always an interesting one.
Certainly.
So many different panels and discussions, luncheons, dinners, after-hours parties. You don't want to miss this. If you can make it, go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Get the details, get signed up there, and use coupon code FTL2012 to take 10% off the already low convention prices at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And I imagine Free Keene TV is going to have some cameras there recording things.
It's definitely going to have some presence there.
All right, so let's go to the phones here and the fun. Talk to Nick listening in Phoenix. You're on Free Talk Live, Nick. Nick in Phoenix?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to kind of continue the Free Tech Live thing that you had going last night about encryption.
Oh, sure.
So last night you were talking about encryption and how some person in a robe decided that a woman had to decrypt her hard drive, even though the contents would be used to prosecute her.
Correct.
Then the topic moved on to disk encryption with TrueCrypt and plausible deniability, which is a way of having a fake operating system on your computer so you can't be compelled to disclose any of your private data or information. So I just wanted to let your listeners know about a bug that can compromise security with TrueCrypt.
Oh, no.
And it's not really a bug, but it's something you have to know to be safe. If you're using a recent version of TrueCrypt and you're using full disk encryption, you don't have much to worry about yet. At least nobody's been able to replicate this with full disk encryption. But if you have encrypted volumes on an unencrypted drive and your laptop goes into hibernation mode,
mm-hmm.
your password can be recovered and your data extracted without the password.
Your password can be recovered if your laptop goes into hibernation mode. How? I guess, is there a way to understand that without getting too technical? Because it's confusing to me.
Yeah, basically, when your laptop would go into hibernation mode, what it does is it takes a snapshot of your memory, your RAM, and
yeah.
it stores it on your hard drive so that it can wake the computer back up and know exactly what you were doing.
Are you saying this is true if you've already unencrypted it, like if you're accessing the encrypted file and your laptop goes to sleep, or like if the encrypted file's just sitting there on your computer and you're not accessing it, then that wouldn't put you in jeopardy, right?
Well, if you have the encrypted volume mounted and you go into hibernation mode, then absolutely it can be compromised.
Got it. So I see what you're saying. When you access the file, the encrypted file, because the way TrueCrypt works is when you open up this encrypted file, it mounts it like as though it were another drive. It basically makes it appear as though it's, if you got the C drive, you got your D drive. It might make it appear as though it's your E drive or something like that. And so you're saying that because it's
exactly.
active and it's in the memory, the password's in the memory, and people can just rip that password out.
Right. Exactly. And it's also possible if you have mounted the drive in the past, even though it's not mounted now, and you go into hibernation mode, it's still possible that that's latent in your memory, and it could be recovered as well.
Interesting.
So,
well, thank you for that tip.
And TrueCrypt in Windows are not a good match.
They do not mix.
As far as I know, it's only a Windows issue.
Good to know. I appreciate the tip there, Nick. What else do you want to share tonight? Anything?
That's all I wanted to share. Thanks.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, another debate scheduled for tonight. Ron Paul up against three statists. And it's always going to be always entertaining. Looking forward to seeing that. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, the statement from this goalie, the Bruins goalie, Tim Thomas. Have you heard this thing? We'll share it with you. Free Talk Live.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quickstove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, and bring up anything you want. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and grab as many episodes as you would like because they go all the way back to late 2006 and they're all completely free at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And JJ.
And we invite you again over to freetalklive.com. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, allows you to bring up anything. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com. You can sign up for their free daily dispatch, freedomsphoenix.com. Once again, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Many people have heard this news because it actually made it to national headlines. There's a Bruins goalie named Tim Thomas who refused to take part in some sort of a photo op, I guess, where winning sports teams visit the White House. And he had this to say when asked why, out of the entire team, he was the only guy who refused to attend. He says, quote, "I believe the federal government has grown out of control, threatening the rights, liberties, and property of the people." And I'm glad that he continued because, you know, when you hear something like that, it can easily be just kind of brushed off as, oh, well, he just doesn't like Obama.
Right.
But he went on. He said, "This is being done at the executive, legislative, and judicial level. This is in direct opposition to the Constitution and the Founding Fathers' vision for the federal government. Because I believe this today, I exercise my right as a free citizen and did not visit the White House. This was not about politics or party, as, in my opinion, both parties are responsible for the situation we are in as a country. This was about a choice I had to make as an individual. This is the only public statement I will be making on this topic."
Well, good for him. I think I heard about this a couple days ago, and I, personally, when an individual has an opportunity to make this sort of message, and it is getting press, he did get coverage. It got out there. Now, a lot of people were upset. They based their argument of why he should go along because it's the team. You know, the whole thing about the team is doing this. The team is going to the White House. The team won the trophy. but now Tim doesn't want to be a part of the team. So that's one of the counter arguments I heard. But personally, I think this is a great sort of position for him to be in to express how he feels and to get the national attention, obviously, and international attention. So I personally, I wouldn't have gone. I wouldn't have gone and talked to Obama. As far as I'm concerned, he's the tyrant in chief of the entire dictatorship, or the whatever you want to call it, the oligarchy. So I think more people need to actually listen to this message instead of just seeing this as a front to Obama's respect or demand for respect, or you should respect the president, blah, blah, blah. And people, I think, are just looking at this as sort of a slap in the face instead of actually reading the message and actually taking the moment to think about what he's saying.
And I think it's really important what he's done here, because it's showing that, you need to stand up. You've got to speak out. And even if it seems to be an unpopular thing to do, that's the right time to do this.
Exactly.
Because there's never going to be, at least not anytime soon, a popular time to oppose the state. Maybe someday we'll see that. Maybe someday soon, hopefully, we'll see it becoming more in vogue to be, in opposition to the idea of the state, or at least the current state of things. And there was some risk for him to do this.
Oh, I think he definitely took a hit in some of the fans. See, the thing that I don't like is that the state tries to hijack sports all too often. So you'll see, you go to a football game or any sort of professional sports game, and you'll support the troops, American flags all over, jets fly over, national anthem,
right,
stars and stripes all over, and it's sort of that whole nationalistic pride gets wrapped up into the whole my team is better than your team sort of phenomenon. And I think that's why, for a good part of the reason why I don't like to go to sports games and I don't really pay much attention, is because they're too quick to jump on this state bandwagon. Some of these teammates and whatnot, they win the trophy and they're like, oh, yeah, God bless the troops and, this and that. And it's like, well, you have an opportunity to have a message, okay, mm-hmm, just like Tim did. And They don't take that opportunity. It's like there's not a lot of critical thinking that happens with sports players, I think, is what
I think it's a heroic thing what Tim has done here. We want to get your thoughts as well. And whatever you want, 855-450-FREE. Trevor's on the line listening in Ohio. Trevor, you're on with Ian and JJ.
Hey, Ian, how are you, JJ?
Hey.
What's up, Trevor? What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to let you guys know I had a successful cop block, my really first one.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah, I go to a technical college here in Marion, Ohio, and there was a sheriff's deputy. He was standing inside the one of the offices talking to the secretary for at least 30 or 40 minutes. So I decided I would go ahead and walk in there and confront him, and I asked him if it was all right for me to record him. I know that Ohio is a two-party consent state. And he said that was fine, so I went ahead and recorded him. And
You shouldn't. By the way, I mean, I don't know what the law is in Ohio and how harsh they are about it, mm-hmm, but you shouldn't have to ask a bureaucrat permission to record. I mean, it's a nice thing to do and all. But,
I mean, he's been here a lot, and I see him every night. He's real nice. Right. Says hi,
Gotcha.
But so, anyways, I went in there and I started questioning why he was standing there, and he says that I hired him.
Really? You did?
Yeah, he said, I hired him. And I said, I hired you. And I said, well, you're fired. And he asked why. And I said, well, because you've been standing here for 30 minutes, and I think it's your job to protect the students coming out. And, long story short, we started getting on talking about disorderly conducts and taxes, and I asked him to show me laws, and he got mad and tried to kick me out of the office, and I told him that I refused to leave. He got so mad that he ended up leaving, and now the school's threatening me with expulsion.
What?
Wow.
Why? Just because you talked to a cop on camera and asked some questions?
Yeah, that was against the school's policy that I was belligerent, that I had no right because they hire him when he is off duty to come here and protect our property, I guess, at the college. And
so he was off duty at the time?
He is in full uniform and the sheriff's car, and he's actually sitting in the parking lot now. And I asked him why he wasn't in the parking lot. If me as a student, I was in the Army for 13 years. Like, I've only called one other time. And if I'm paying for you to protect my wife and I to go out to the parking lot, then why aren't you there? And I think that's what really set him over the edge. And then the secretary at the school and stuff didn't care for what I had said, and now they threaten me with expulsion. So.
Wow. Expulsion. But are you, you're
yeah,
his student
there. Yeah, I'm getting
there.
Expelled.
You are getting expelled, or it's
well,
possible
the way
you're
it looks,
expelled?
I have to meet with the dean tomorrow, they said, at 3:30. And I said, why? Because I stood up for my rights as a citizen to ask him, and I said, I have everything on film, and I asked him permission, and he agreed, and then when he didn't like some of the stuff that I had to say, he tried to kick me out of the office, and I refused to leave, and I said, if I refused to leave and it was a crime, why didn't he arrest me? And I asked him if I was being detained, and he said, no. I mean, I'm pretty new at this stuff, but I've been
I would
on a
suggest,
top block, and he, and,
it, what I would suggest here is if they really are looking at expelling you for this, that you get them on the record. That you get them on the record. So, you know, bring your camera to the expulsion hearing tomorrow and then, you know, get whatever it is that they're going to say on video. That may change how they behave.
Yeah, and also maybe ask them about whether or not the school supports, you know, the free press.
And also, I asked the secretary if she gave him my name, and she did. He asked who I was, and she provided him with that information.
Hey, good luck tomorrow. Let us know how it goes. And thanks, Trevor, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. 1-855-453. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The oppression can come from a variety of different directions, not just from the police, but sometimes from just the passers-by who don't understand that it's the police that are the ones that are really hurting people. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is a simple one. You can send $3 a month in with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website, and we'll take that $3 in and invest it in the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum podcast, and more. All the details are available at amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones and your thoughts. Howard, listening in Philadelphia. You're on Free Talk Live, Howard.
Hey, Ian and JJ, how you doing?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
I want to ask some questions. Like, I find JJ like a very interesting host. Like, I know he's fairly new. I've only been seeing him around for like 2 or 3 months, but he's...
Well, I don't know about that. JJ's been on the show for much longer. How long
have
you been on?
Like,
a over a year now.
Yeah, he's been on for like a year, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, what I actually noticed about him, maybe I took a break from the show and then I just noticed, but what I noticed about him, he's a veteran, and I think he was in the Marine Corps also, right?
No, nope. It's the Army, right?
Yep, Army.
Oh, you're Army guy?
Yep.
You were like an infantry guy?
I was in the artillery, actually, fire direction control.
Oh, that's okay, cool. Well, it changes my thoughts a little bit, but I appreciate, like, you sharing your experience of what you...
Yeah, it was a much different time.
A lot of value to the show, but I was just like trying to, like, I'm a vet too, but I don't know. It's like now my thoughts are totally, I thought you were in the Marine Corps too, so I want to ask you some questions about that. But I do appreciate you being on the show and your views. Like, I just want to ask, like, I'm not sure, like, the indoctrination in the Army is the same as it was in the Marine Corps as far as boot camp was, but like being an artillery guy, like, do you feel regret? Like, I don't know if you were in combat or anything, but I'm sure that if, you know, your job to be an artillery guy is to shoot artillery at, you don't even know who you're shooting it at, but you're probably killing somebody. But did you struggle with that at all?
No, I actually never actually was in combat, thankfully. I was in prior to 9/11, and I actually had just finished my, actually got out just prior to 9, well, not just prior, but before 9/11, and so basically most of my experience was just the bureaucracy, and I'm very glad that I never was in combat. I'm very glad that I never had to face that sort of struggle, and because, yes, you're right, artillery, you don't even know who you're shooting at, especially...
You're just following orders.
Yeah, especially FDC, you know, in the fire direction control apparatus, you are just facilitating it. You're checking a map to make sure it's not going to hit any friendlies, but that's about it. And so it's very much a blind fire sort of situation. And I could see a lot of people having that sort of regret, after they've gotten out of the service, not knowing whether that was their round that hit the school and the children or whatever happens. As far as the indoctrination, when I was in, it was definitely, this was before they lowered the standards. Before, when I got in, they still had very high standards for accepting people. They wouldn't accept people who had violent records. There was no gang members or, you know, basically anyone who had somewhat of a misdemeanor or worse sort of record wasn't in the military at that time unless they had some sort of waiver.
They really did. They have lightened the requirements now,
yes,
make it a lot easier.
Yeah, since 9/11, in fact, they've open those floodgates up, and that's why you're seeing a lot of former gang members inside the Army, and they bring with them their experiences on the streets, and sort of, you know,
When I was in, too. I was in from 84 to 88, and I actually met, like, guys who were from, like, California that were in gangs, like, from L.A., like, they had joined the military, my friends, like, they had joined the military to escape that lifestyle. And when they would tell me, like, I got to know them, they were from the barrio. Like, they were real gang guys. But that's how the military is. So I guess you can probably relate to that kind of thing. But, yeah, like, I knew a lot of guys who were, like, I was a cook in the Marines, but I knew guys who did that, like, and they were mortar guys. Like, they would shoot the mortars off. And I never, that trajectory and all that stuff was beyond me. But I just appreciate you. The stuff that you share, JJ, I don't know where I'm getting it wrong that I thought you were like a recent vet, but that was cool. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No worries, Howard. Yeah, appreciate the call tonight, man. Thank you.
Appreciate being on the show, so I just wanted to call.
Thank you, Howard. Appreciate your call.
I certainly thank you, and you know, I've gotten a lot of good feedback since I've been on the show, and thanks to Ian and Mark for the opportunity.
Sure. You're certainly not a noob around here. I mean, you're one of the old school Free Staters. You've been here in the Keene area at least for several years. Four years now. Yeah, so just about 1 year less than I have. You're definitely one of the originals. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can take control of these airwaves. Hey, by the way, since we're talking about militaristic things, there's an update on our little situation here in pretty little Keene, New Hampshire, a little town of, or small city, if you want to call it that. It's politically designated as a city, but there's only about 23,000 people that live here. Real small place. They've been granted $300,000 from the federal government for what is called a Bearcat. Now, this is a armored attack vehicle. It actually uses the term attack in the acronym for what Bearcat stands for. This is a killing machine designed to deliver, men with guns to a certain location, perhaps crash into the front of a house or something like that or whatever. And this is an intimidating-looking vehicle. If you've ever seen the Bearcat, it's a brand called Lenco, L-E-N-C-O, that manufactures these things. No one has yet been really able to explain why, any police need these things, certainly why a small town would need a Bearcat. The claim is because Keene has events like the Pumpkin Festival, which is a once-yearly event where a bunch of people come to Keene and party in the streets and have pumpkins and stuff. And they claim that could be a terrorist threat, and there could be a terrorist threat to the Pumpkin Fest, so we need to have the Bearcat around to, I don't know, deliver men with guns to a location as though they don't already have police cars and SUVs and other vehicles. So the controversy has been that the city council around here didn't bother to actually hold any sort of a public notice hearing on this. They just kind of quietly approved it. They didn't really announce very loudly that they were considering it in the first place. And basically they snuck it in under the radar.
I think a lot of people found out about it through the newspaper after they had already accepted it.
Yep.
I think.
And they voted almost unanimously for it as well, just proving that their allegiance lies with the Keene police and whatever it is the police want, as opposed to what people in Keene actually want. Because if you talk to people in Keene, they don't want the Bearcat.
Right.
People overwhelmingly are against having a Bearcat in Keene, New Hampshire. So some of the activists have taken it up as an issue. And have attempted to get another public hearing on this, or to get a public hearing on the Bearcat to reconsider their decision to accept this thing. And there were over 140 petition signatures collected over just one weekend, and then delivered the following week to the city council with the intention of having the city council take a look at this issue
And again, just reconsider it. Just have a public hearing about it. Not, it wasn't even a petition to say refuse the Bearcat. It was just a petition to say let's have a hearing on this.
Yeah.
And the man calling himself the mayor, the new mayor, decided to basically blow it off the table by what they call taking it as informational, which basically means, okay, we've seen this, and we're not going to do anything about it.
Right.
And just blow it off. And so that wasn't acceptable to me. I attempted to contact this guy and ask him for an interview, which he said when he took his office that he'd be willing to do independent media interviews, unlike his predecessor, who refused every single time he was asked for an interview. Thus far, we've yet to be able to track him down for an interview. And so activists decided to go to a city committee meeting tonight with signage, anti-Bearcat signs, and the intention originally was to speak out at this meeting, even though it wasn't a meeting about the Bearcat, was to simply use the public speaking opportunities at this meeting to just go ahead and just grab a microphone and start talking about the Bearcat. Well, we never had the chance to do it tonight because the city manager spied me as soon as I walked into the room, and he came over and he said he had something to tell me. So we went outside the room, and he informs me that the one guy on the council who had opposed the Bearcat has brought the issue forward again officially. As like, he brought a letter, it was signed, he showed me the letter from this counselor, so, you know, to prove it, what he was saying was true. And so apparently when a city councilor says something, they actually have to have a public hearing about it. Whereas if 144 people have petition signatures, they don't have to do a damn thing about it. So the word is there will now be some sort of a public hearing regarding this military killing machine that the
ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck.
That thing, yeah. So it's moving forward. Maybe there's a possibility it could be turned around. And so these are the things that, you know, we need help with up here. People getting here, getting active. More coming up at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.